Hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan, Mac, on Thursday, 8th of March. I've had a pretty bad week. I've had some bad news financially at the beginning of the week. I've had a little bit of bad news on the physical side of things, as it were, or I should say the medical side of things, rather than the physical, medical side of things. And it's just, some things just haven't went right this week at all. Now, don't switch off, it's not going to be a moan and groan. I'm not that type of guy, things get me down, but I tend to, I can be cheery while I'm depressed at the same time. That sounds logical at all. But what I was trying to say is, I've had a bad week. And then today, I get great news, and it's nothing to do with me. And it's just put everything that I've had bad happen to me this week. Not just to me directly, but to my household, as it were. Into perspective, and suddenly makes that black hole just a grey ditch. A family that stay fairly close to us and who we have known for many years, a big family of, I think, 12. The father has died a few years ago. The mother's still living and very active, and she reared these kids, and she's rearing about, I'm guessing here, probably somewhere in the region of 30-odd grandkids who all come round to her house. In fact, most of the family are round there at any one time of the day, except for the men who are usually out working. So, I'm trying to get to the point here, but I just try to paint a little picture first. So anyway, one of the daughters, one of the youngest daughters, who is in her late 20s, has had medical problems for a number of years. And she's actually had serious problems with her kidney of recent. And they tried to search and get a replacement for her, and they couldn't get one. So they had to go through all the family and take the usual blood tests. Now, you would imagine that out of a family of 12 siblings, or 11 in her case, that there would be more than one match. There wasn't. There was only one match. And that was one of her sisters, who's married, and who has had 6 kids. And so the sister had volunteered her kidney. It was almost an exact match, but of course things can still go wrong. So anyway, yesterday evening my wife asked me to take over some prayer cards and get well cards for her, to the mother, for the 2 girls, because they were being operated on yesterday. And we got the phone call today saying that the operations has been a success, that the older sister who was donating the kidney was out of surgery, was healing well, and hopefully got home at the weekend. And the younger sister, obviously, who received the transplant, will be kept in longer, another week, just to make sure that there is no signs of rejection at the moment. And they think it's going to be well, but they're going to keep her in for that extra week now. This is a very close family, and when I say close, I mean absolutely close. Every child and every grandchild walks round about the granny, and it's a great thing to see them the way they are. And so the news we got this morning was fantastic news. My wife came running through to me and told me the news, and that our prayers have been answered and everything else. So, back to my little story. My black hole has now become a grey ditch. It probably will become just an off-white little hollow if this continues and the news just gets better and better. Well, so a little story, but just to say that I was feeling pretty down about things this morning. It was Thursday and there didn't seem any light in the horizon for this week, and I was just thinking, oh, I could switch this week off completely. Not just me, but my wife. She's included in the news. So, and there you go. A family of 12, 13, praying two daughters in at the same time, and in the siblings' case, they had two sisters who were under the operating, the surgeon's knife, as it were, and praying upon prayer that everything would go well, and it's went well. And isn't that fantastic news? And doesn't that put my worries, which are not serious worries, but there are worries none the same. I'm no doubt we'll go over them, we'll resolve them, but the point is it just puts you into perspective. What was I really worrying about? Put myself in their shoes, that would be real worry. So I just thought I'd relate that a little tale while I was out for a walk, just clear my mind. And it is great news. I can picture that family now when they all finally come out of hospital. It's just going to be great. All these grandwains at every age running about. Absolutely fantastic news. So I think what I'm trying to say is, when we think we've got worries, there's always someone round the corner, down the road, that's got far more serious worries than what you've got. And I think we should always remember that. In my case, I may be wrong with other people, but as far as I'm concerned, in my case, here was me thinking I was absolutely miserable, having a miserable week. And it was nothing compared to what was going on there. So, yeah. Okay, I'll leave it at that. I'll just leave it at that. I've got a lot of booze to listen to. I haven't been out today at all. This is my first. And I see there's a list building up for me to listen to, which is great, because believe me, you people out there are going to help me cheer up while I'm out and about. And that in itself is brightens the hole, as it were. It lessens the black. I'm laughing because I'm negotiating a very extremely marshy, mucky, bloody hole. I should do something about that. Anyway, I'm not going to go on with this. I think I've told my little tale. And yeah, see, I'm smiling now because my bloody legs and ankles are soaking with black muck now. It's making me laugh. Okay. I'll speak soon. I'm going to listen to you though. Bye for now.